Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with veterinarian Dr. Roslyn Biggs talking vesicular stomatitis in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Seven states have had cases of vesicular stomatitis this summer. That includes Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Veterinarian and extension beef cattle specialist Dr. Roslyn Biggs says Oklahoma has had one single case.
We have had a case in Oklahoma in Tillman County in southwest Oklahoma. That was an equine case. I think it's important to recognize that vesicular stomatitis can impact not only horses, but really any other cloven-hoofed animals. So we're particularly concerned about it in cattle, sheep, and goats as well. You know, the concern we have with vesicular stomatitis is that it looks, you can't distinguish, you know, when you're looking at it in person. And I've been able to see it in person, not in Oklahoma, but in other states over the years, that we can't tell the difference between it and foot and mouth disease. And so, you know, that's a big, big concern when we're, if we would have the introduction of foot and mouth disease, the implications of that particular disease are huge. Vesicular stomatitis itself, pretty self-limiting. It is one of those things that, and I think Dr. Hall, state veterinarian, and his group has handled really, really well this particular case and his counterparts at USDA. But we are still seeing the spread of it. So it's important to, you know, if you suspect disease, we need to contact the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, specifically the state veterinarian's office, and make them aware. They do send out folks to take a closer look. We'll do disease testing at no charge to make sure we aren't dealing with vesicular stomatitis or even something worse. They want to make sure those are ruled out.
And of course, if you're moving animals, you need to be kind of playing by the rules.
Absolutely. You know, big impact there. And so folks that are for traveling, whether that's, you know, moving, if you're vacationing or you're going to a show or maybe you've got a, you know, a rodeo to get to, both in and out of the state. So we need to be thinking about, are we going to a location where we might potentially expose our animals? Are we, when we're coming back, you know, Dr. Hall has requirements that that animal must be inspected by a veterinarian prior to coming back, and that must be done in a certain time frame in order to meet those needs. So we sure want to be thinking about that. Internationally, there's big impacts too. Canada likes to put restrictions on states that have vesicular stomatitis. It impacted a lot of our competitors actually traveling to Calgary Stampede earlier in the year, and that was a pretty challenging time. So definitely want to prepare before and after that travel movement, making sure those animals are safe and meet the requirements as they move.
Talking vesicular stomatitis with Dr. Roslyn Biggs, veterinarian and beef cattle extension specialist with Oklahoma State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th Annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.